Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. On this week's show, we'll go back and revisit the horrifying accident that Wes Logan survived at Lake Champlain and why that didn't turn out much, much worse. And how about a double dose of Rapala Winner's Circle? First, with Eastern Fothergill, who won his second St. Croix Bassmaster Open of the season, this one on his home pond, and the college national champions from Lander College in South Carolina, who took home the prize at beautiful Lake Hartwell. It's all coming up. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, it wasn't too long ago we were talking to Easton Foldergill. He's been on the show three times now as a classic bracket winner and then, of course, winning earlier this year at Eufaula in Oklahoma on the open circuit. And now he's back again. But he had been circling this one. He had been talking about this Leech Lake Open, the St. Croix Bassmaster Open presented by Seven at Leech Lake. We've been talking about it for a minute because this was a body of water he knew better than anybody else. It was only about a half hour away from the home, and he went in there in a shortened deal, a two-day deal, and weighed 49 pounds, 13 ounces in 2 days to win this tournament, and he's kind of pulling away now in the EQ standings, which will qualify him for the elites next year. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Easton, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me this week.
Yeah, well, I guess you are good. I mean, your second win in the last three events here, and you kind of had this deal circled. Just talk about that added pressure of that, you know, knocking it out here, you know, on what is basically your home water when nobody else really knew much about this body of water.
There definitely was a lot of pressure. All year, people would be walking up to me, "Oh, how much are you going to win by? How much are you going to win?" Like that sort of thing, just because I was really the only person that knew a bunch about that lake, other than a couple of locals that were in the tournament. But yeah, it's definitely a lot of pressure to, you know, to live up to the hype. But yeah, for it to unfold the way it did, it was definitely very unexpected because all these anglers are just so good and they find everything out there in 5 days of practice. So for it to unfold the way it did, just, you know, in front of the hometown crowd, it was definitely an amazing feeling and it means the world to me.
How much history did you fish, or did you fish anything new that you found in practice?
So I spent a lot of time in pre-practice out there, but during official practice, I actually hardly even looked at any smallmouth water just because I didn't want to get seen on anything. And just because I knew if I was seen on some of my good stuff that people would probably come in and check it out and see what I looked at. So that was kind of my strategy for the week. I spent, you know, I was kind of hiding in the back of the bays and that sort of thing, just catching largemouth and just basically hanging out just because I knew I'd put so much work in pre-practice, and, you know, I was just trusting that it would come, you know, it would work out during the tournament.
Easton Fothergill, our guest here, coming off of his win at Leech Lake. Did anybody else surprise you? You know, because there wasn't any largemouth in play. It was basically all a smallmouth deal. Everybody drop shot, and you were doing something a little different. We'll get to that in a moment. But when you looked at the way it all unfolded, did anything surprise you when you said, huh, that's interesting, I didn't think that could happen on my home lake?
I guess Cody Meyer's big bag on day two, I heard he caught him in like 2 feet of water on a chatterbait. That's pretty crazy. You know, it was super impressive for Jay. He was just coming from the river, the St. Lawrence. He had like a day and a half of practice or something, and he gets second place. Like, super impressive for him to do that. I did think largemouth would play a little bit more than they did. There's really some really big largemouth in there. And, you know, milfoil just got introduced into that lake, and they're really starting to take place in the milfoil. So I thought really someone would crack that code and maybe even make the top 10 on just largemouth. But, you know, maybe that needs a couple more years to really, you know, get set and, you know, for the largemouth to really take place in it. But overall, it really went how I thought it would. But yeah.
Talk to me about this OSP Sakuro Dice Rubber Max Salt Salt Bay, whatever. We were introduced to this thing by Takamori, you know, at Smith Lake. And just talk about the way you fished it, when you became aware of it, and how long you've been using that thing.
Yeah, I've been fishing this dice bait for probably about a year now. It's just a super finesse style bait. I really don't know what the bass really think it is. I just know that they bite it. It could be a minnow-imitator. It could be a crawfish imitator. I really don't know. But the way I was fishing it was I had it was two ways. One way, just on a drop shot, your basic way to fish it. But then I was doing another thing. You just thread a hook through. And then I was putting a 1/32nd Nico weight just through the middle of it. And I was just hovering it over the fish. I'd cast it out. And, you know, I was seeing these fish on forward facing, you know, just casting at targets and that sort of thing. They would come up and look at it. Some of them would grab it as it was falling. And, you know, if they did that, great. But if they didn't do that, I would let it fall all the way past them, go all the way to the bottom, and I would just shake it on the bottom. And a lot of them would grab it off the bottom. So yeah. It was really two different presentations that I was using with that bait.
I have no idea what they think that is. I mean, it was hard to think that they think that's a minnow or they think that that's a crawfish. I mean, it doesn't look like anything. It looks like a dice with things hanging out of it. Right. You know what I mean? About a spider, maybe a big spider or something. I have no idea. Maybe it's just it's something different, a different look for them for sure. Almost $46,000 with the win here. That's two wins so far on the season in the Opens. There's only a couple of guys that have done that. Terry Scroggins and Randall Tharp are the only two, it hasn't been done since 2008, that have won multiple Opens in 1 year, and you still have a couple to go. Talk to me about that race now that you're kind of pulling away a little bit in the Angler of the Year race on the EQs. Are you focused on ninth, or are you focused on one? You want to win this thing now?
I definitely do want to win, but the main focus is ninth. I just, you know, the elites is the dream, and it'd be a dream come true to make the elite. So I'm really trying to keep that side of things out of my head. Just know I got to catch the five biggest bass every day and, you know, just see where everything shakes out.
Yeah. How much, you're in another classic, you fished the classic last year, but you'll be in your second classic this year coming up as well at Ray Roberts in Fort Worth. But how much prep and are you kind of getting yourself ready for the elites, because there won't be a big turnaround from the time that you go ahead and secure that spot if things go the way they go at Hartwell in early October, and then boom, you know, you'll be ready to go on the elite schedule whenever that begins sometime in February, say in 2025. Have you begun kind of setting up things sponsorship wise and all of that type of stuff for becoming an elite angler?
I guess in a way, yes. I've been working on the sponsorship side of things all summer here, just because I know that, you know, if I do make the elites or not, because if I don't make the elites, I'm doing the Opens again. I just know that there'll be a big financial, you know, I'll need a lot of money next year, whether I do the elites or the Opens. So I've definitely been working on the summer or the sponsors thing all summer long here. And, you know, so just because I know if I do make the elites, great. If I don't, I'm still doing the Opens. So I'll need money either way. So I've been working on a sponsorship thing pretty hard all summer long. And yeah, hopefully if I make the elites, I'll be, you know, a little bit ahead of the game and it won't be such a scramble.
Out of Montevallo in Alabama, although he's a Minnesota guy, obviously. What led you to go to Montevallo in Alabama to fish collegiately? There are, you know, some collegiate teams up there that have been pretty successful in the past.
I wanted to fish year-round, for one, and then I wanted to learn southern waters just because I knew, you know, if I ever wanted to make a run at professional fishing that, you know, there's only a couple northern tournaments every year. The rest is all in the south. So I really wanted to learn southern waters and really get comfortable with it. And that's the main reason why I chose Montevallo. And I just knew I wanted to be in the south somewhere. And at the time, Montevallo is one of the best funded programs, you know, going in college fishing. So that's what led me to Montevallo.
How's your health been? I mean, everybody knows the story about you, you know, having the issue with having to have some brain surgery right before last year's Bassmaster College Bracket Challenge presented by Lewes, which was at Milford Lake that you won. How has your health been since then? Have you continued to get checkups, or what was that just a freak thing?
That was just a freak thing. It was, you know, it's just any infection that can happen to anyone. It just happened to be in my brain, so. Super rare deal and just a freak thing. But yeah, we're good to go now and I'm feeling great for sure. It's, you know, it's just crazy how I was, you know, rock bottom, you know, not knowing if I was ever going to fish again. And then the year I've had since then is just incredible. And it's just crazy how that stuff works.
Yeah, no, it is crazy the way that works. But congratulations on getting the big win, no doubt about it. And who knows, try to make history. You got two opens to go to win a third open. That would be something nobody has ever done before. So we wish you the best of luck going forward. We know we'll be talking again once you make the elite field.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me this week.
Thank you. That's Easton Fothergill. I mean, that's going to be a popular guy, and he can catch him. He can catch him. I mean, he won in Oklahoma. He won in Minnesota. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, more. In fact, we'll be double dipping on the Rapala Winner's Circle. We'll explain that as well right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. This segment of the show is brought to you by Visit Anderson. Oh, that's right, because if we're talking about Lake Hartwall and the College National Championship, the Strike King Bassmaster College National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shops, it was at Lake Hartwall. And I say this over and over again, this lake is so versatile. And there's so many different ways to fish it. And the guys that went out there from Lander University, which is not that far from Hartwall, and won this deal, did it old school. 3-day total of just under 50 pounds to get it to get the win. And we are joined now by Garrett Smith and Andrew Blanton as we double dip in the Rapala Winner Circle. Guys, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Glad to be here. Doing great, man. Excited to be on the show.
So you guys get the first, national championship for Lander University. Are you guys in class yet, or when does class start there at Lander?
Yeah, we've already started class. We actually got out of class to come do this with you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all right. That's a good reason to do it. I mean, how big is the fishing team at Lander, and who knows that you guys have won the national championship? I mean, did they have like a parade for you there? Did they have an assembly? What are they doing here to recognize the fact that Lander University has won a national championship in bass fishing?
Well, I tell you, fishing at Lander has become, it's came so far in the past 3 years or so, just since I've been here. I'm starting my junior year this year, and it is tremendous how far it's came and how the school is actually starting to realize that, bass fishing is a thing, and we travel and compete in these tournaments. And, a lot of people, they didn't know that, that we did that, but we got a lot of people to thank for that. Our athletic director, he's been calling us on the phone. He actually sent out an email to all of the student athletes here with a video of us weighing in. Nice. The final day, and just saying how we won. And so it's been pretty cool to walk around the school and, people that we previously didn't know, but they know us now, and they come up to us and shake our hand and just tell us congrats. So it's incredible, and just the support from the Lander bass fishing team and all the boys on the team has just been tremendous too. So
I got to be totally honest with you. I had no idea where Lander University was. And, in preparation for the interview, I looked up Lander. I knew you guys were in South Carolina because you talked about being relatively close to the lake. But Greenwood, South Carolina, which is what, 30 minutes maybe from Hartwall? How far are you from Green Pond Landing?
I think we're about an hour from Green Pond. So it's close enough we can make a day trip up there.
So you guys have fished this lake a lot in the summertime, but you're not necessarily guys that throw that scope on and start chasing schools, right? I mean, this was something you decided to do it your way. I got very excited. I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of old timers out there that are very excited about hearing summertime buzz baiting in, less than 5 feet of water with no electronics on. I mean, goodness gracious. You struck a blow for all of us out there. But just talk about that and the fact that, this is the way you guys like to fish.
Yes, sir. It's definitely against the grain, especially at Hartwall. Everybody goes out there and scopes for the cane pile fish, and they roam around out in the abyss looking for schools of fish. And we've been fishing Hartwall for a while now. Andrew grew up fishing there in high school, and I've been fishing now in college for 4 years. And we felt like we just couldn't go out there and compete with those guys because some of the live scopers are the best fishermen on Lake Hartwall. And we just felt like we couldn't go out there and compete and beat them doing their game. So we felt like we tried to go shallow and do it our way.
Did you feel after day one, you come in with 12-6, now it was 22nd, but it wasn't, you weren't at the top of the leaderboard there. Did you feel like, I don't know if this is a good idea. We got to do something else. What was your feeling at the end of day one?
So actually, we learned a lot from day one. because of the fact we actually found something out in practice fishing offshore, and we all the 3 days of practice we could not catch fish. We could not get bit in the mornings up shallow, throwing a buzz bait, and you know, just doing what we were doing on the last 2 days of the tournament to catch big bags. We could not get any bites in the morning, so we actually started offshore, and we caught about 8 pounds in our best five in about 45 minutes, and then we moved up shallow, and we felt once we got up shallow, it was really tough, and we kind of caught the tail end of the shallow bite, too, on that first day of the tournament, so we ended up catching two good ones on that first day to go with our small limit, and that upgraded us to 12.6, and you know, going into day two, we knew we were going to have to make a change if we wanted to catch a big bag, and all that change was just to grind it out all day up shallow, and it ended up happening really early on the day two of the tournament. It was like fireworks that morning. We caught 2 5-pounders in the first 15 minutes. So
yeah, that's great. Garrett Smith and Andrew Blanton with us from Lander University, won a national championship. They'll move on to fish the college bracket, and it has not been made public yet where the bracket will take place, where the classic bracket will take place. It may have come out between the time that we're talking now and the time that you guys are listening to this, but you know, we'll worry about that when that happens. 16-1 on day two, and then you hammer them on day three with 20 pounds 9 ounces. Obviously, these are all largemouth, right? I mean, this is not, you're not catching spots in 2 feet of water with a buzzbait.
Yes, sir. They're all largemouth. That's what lives up there shallow. When you get up there and do that, you're fishing for largemouth.
Talk to me about the water falling, and you know, it's early for them to be drawn down. I don't assume it was drawn down. It's probably because of the fact it hasn't rained much here in the Dirty South in the last couple of weeks. But talk to me about what impact that had.
Yes, sir. So we're under drought conditions down here, Lake Heartland, much South Carolina, just hadn't had much rain. And they've been pulling the water, and every day of practice and the tournament, it dropped 3 to 8 inches probably, and it just kept dropping, and it really set those fish up in like the vertical steep pockets and on the last little bit of structure in the water. So it was tough because it kept the fish moving, but it also positioned them on very obvious places.
Were these spots that you had fished before? I mean, was this because I know you guys like to fish those big flats and the shallow pockets and things like that. Were these spots that you had fished before, or was this new water for you?
So some of it was, new water that we found in practice. Some of it was historically great places. Sunday, or the last day, Saturday, I mean, was we fished a totally new area that we hadn't touched the first day of the tournament, and we only went and fished history in places we knew that were going to hold fish, and we had tried to save that for the last day. And Andrew's got some of the best shallow stuff in the Seneca River, and I have a couple good pockets myself, and we ran all that on Saturday, and it ended up paying off pretty well.
So our friend Neil Paul, he wants to know whether or not these are Georgia fish or South Carolina fish. You know what I mean? Because I know in the Tugalo, you got the state line goes right down through the Tugalo there. So were these South Carolina fish or Georgia fish?
Well, yeah, I would say that was both. We definitely weighed in a few out of Georgia, especially those first 2 days of the tournament. But you know, that 20 pounds, that was all South Carolina fish. That may be why Ben, that worked out a little bit better. I don't know.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And, let's talk a little bit about, moving forward and what the thoughts are for you guys. Obviously you still got some college fishing to do, but, an opportunity, you're liable to be fishing against each other here in the very near future as the top six guys and the team of the year will all compete in the classic bracket for a spot in the Bassmaster Classic in March. Talk to me about that, about the possibility of you guys having to kind of fish against each other, possibly in the bracket.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting for sure. I mean, we're still going to be, you know, work with each other, try to make it as far as we both can in the bracket. But Andrew's a great fisherman, and I'd as long as someone from Lander wins, you know, obviously I want to win it, and obviously he wants to win it. But as long as one of us wins it, that would be
awesome. Yes, sir.
What's the long-term plan for you guys, you know, in terms of, you know, is this something you want to do for a career? You want to work in the industry, or do you have eyes on making the elite someday? You know, Eastern Fothergill was just on the show, and last year he was the guy that won the bracket and went on to the Bassmaster Classic, and now he's crushing it. He's got two wins on the Opens, and he's going to make the elites here. Is that the path that you guys would like to take eventually?
I think speaking for the both of us, I believe it is. You know, it's just going to be one of them things where we see where it takes us and just put this forth as much effort as we both can. And, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And, you know, it's just a dream come true to even make it to this point. And, but yes, sir, you know, we're going to give it all we got in the bracket. And I'm sure both of us will be at some point competing in some type of professional level of tournaments, whether that's the Opens or any other trail. But yeah, so we're going to give it all we got. That's for sure.
Jarrett Smith and Andrew Blanton with us from Lander University. They are national champions. Has that sunk in yet? I mean, national champions. That sounds pretty cool.
It does. It's pretty dang cool. It's starting to sink in a little bit. It's, you know, it's still unreal, though. You go back to the room and you see that trophy sitting there and you're like, oh, my God, that's mine.
Yeah. That is good stuff for sure. All right, just finally, tell us a little bit more about that buzzbait. And because we get excited when we hear about buzzbait fish winning a tournament like this, was it just, you know, give us the size, the color, you know, were you running a frog on it? Give us some more deets on that.
Yeah, we'll give you the rundown on it. It's the True South Double Buzz, the quarter-ouncer. It's got the two real small blades on it. We're throwing the black Zoom Horny Toad. And it's a Carolina special. If you're from around here, you know that's one of the baits to throw. And it worked out.
You're just going to have a run on those now. You realize that going into the Open coming up in October, you know, because that's top water time too, right? I mean, that first week of October when the Opens come through there, you know, guys will be throwing that thing. And so now they're all going to go get the True South double blade top water bait and run it with a horny toad as well. Well, guys, great. Go ahead.
I definitely expect to see a lot of buzzbaits being thrown now, especially in that Open coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. I hope that's – I'm fishing it, so I'm hoping that that's the case for sure. Guys, we appreciate you. Congratulations on the win. Good stuff. And who knows, we'll look forward to seeing you down the road wherever this bracket, classic bracket takes place. We'll look forward to how you do there.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your time and having us on here. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. There's a couple of great guys right there from Lander University getting to win the first national championship for Lander. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing,
hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, West Logan is often referred to as the little ball of hate. But ever since his accident at Champlain, he's more been the little ball of love. He loves everybody that's helped him out, that helped him, survive a horrific boating accident, kind of back out on the water. It was an unbelievable story, and he is, not only did he finish fishing that event, he went on to fish the next week at the St. Lawrence, even though he was banged up pretty good, and he's fishing a MPFL deal at Saginaw this weekend as well, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. The little ball of hate is not a little ball of love, huh, Wes?
Yeah, for sure. Very, very grateful for all the love and support and help I've gotten the past 3 weeks. I definitely wouldn't have been able to accomplish what I did without a lot of people, going out of their way to help me when they really didn't have to.
Just kind of reestablish the story for those listeners that are not familiar with it. I mean, you're running, it looked like in about 2 footers, maybe at the most, skimming across the surface. Didn't look like you're driving, dangerously or anything like that. An incredible rate of speed, just normal bass boat operation that we've all done. And you hit something, right? I mean, it had to be that you hit something. It's either that or the engine just broke off, and that's even more horrific than thinking about hitting something.
Yeah, for sure. Like I've gotten a lot of, I guess you can call it hate off all the social media stuff. People are like, why are you driving so fast in those conditions? But like you said, I mean, they were literally maybe 2 footers, probably 1.5 feet, to be honest. And all I had done was I was going slower, but I was like, it was beating me up a little bit, so I just got on top of them, and I was probably running, 58, maybe 60 at the most, probably closer to 58, 55. Like, I mean, wide open, my boat only runs probably 67 to 69, maybe 70 on a great day. Yeah. But obviously, I'm not going to operate it in waves like that fast anyway. But I've driven a boat a good portion of my life, and I'm just bouncing across them, and I can remember for a split second when the boat kind of goes airborne, I'm like, why did that just happen? Like what, something happened like it wasn't supposed to. And I was just kind of bracing for I knew it was going to hit hard when I hit the water, but I obviously wasn't expecting it to throw me into a 180. But when it hit, I was just kind of expecting it to still be going forward. And obviously it didn't happen that way. And it threw me around a little bit, but I felt something. Like I said, it was just a weird deal, and we may never know. It, obviously, something happened to make it do that for sure. And they did locate a floating platform or a submerged platform, actually, like a big floating, like a dock-type deal that was under the water a couple hundred yards from where my boat was when they went to retrieve my boat. And it had some damage to it that, looked obviously fresh. Like, my boat had maybe ramped up. It is kind of what we think is possible. Like when I went on the wave, like when it kicked me up like that, because I've driven a boat enough that I know, like, when I'm hitting those waves, like what it did is not what it, like, not normal, like, right. I know it wasn't supposed to kick up like that. It just, again, it was a freak accident. Luckily I had my kill switch on, which Bass obviously requires us to do every morning when we go through boat check. That the lease that I've talked about so much, probably kept that engine from coming in the boat with me. And the way that a lot of people don't realize this, when an engine comes loose from a boat that's going forward, when it comes loose, it's going to try and, like, wrap around and come in from the left side of the boat, the port side, and it's going to come across the boat. Mm-hmm. So the way the boat threw me, which was obviously to the port side, me and the motor would have hit, like, just met each other right there. So, I mean, probably, I haven't never seen it in person, but I have seen pictures and stuff of motors that have, or engines that have come into boats with people, and it normally doesn't end great. So just thankful that I had that on my boat. I've had it on my boat for 5 years and never really thought I was ever going to use it, basically. But, I mean, obviously that was the time to, luckily and gladly, I had it on there.
Yeah, they're made by Precision Sonar, makes the leash. It's about $350, but, man, it'll in a situation like this, I know you got a lot of us that don't run one thinking about it. And, you know, I was running a tournament not too long ago, I guess it was maybe May or June, on Old Hickory Lake after some high water, Old Hickory Lake in Tennessee, and some high water had, you know, some storms that had come in the week before. And it was all kinds of debris floating in the water, and you see these big logs that are just under the surface. And even if you're experienced, I've been running a boat for 40 years, you know, and even if you're experienced, yep, you know, you're kind of dipping in and dodging that stuff, but you don't know what's floating just under the surface. You might think you're going by a log, and yet the rest of the log is underneath there, and you're going to clip that thing. But generally, they wouldn't take the motor off. You know, that's the thing that's so weird, and it makes you wonder if there was some sort of a flaw or something to actually shear, you know, the motor off of the back of the boat. That's the one that, and you may never know exactly what happened, yeah, or, you know, however much they study it.
Yeah, it was regardless of what happened, it was definitely a scary experience for sure. Very eye-opening for me and a lot of other people as well. And you go back to the price of that leash deal. I mean, yeah, it's $350, and I know the guys over there. Like, mm-hmm, I know them really well. We're good. I wouldn't say we're good buddies. I just started talking to them a lot, obviously, here recently. But, I mean, we kind of went into the breakdown of how that thing is built, and I can promise you it's built to do what it's supposed to do. And because I've seen some people kind of snapping off about it, saying it only costs $20 to make. They can go make their own with a rope. I can assure you, you can't.
No.
The way that thing is built, and you know, the process and thought process they've put into it, and all the parts are well worth, you know, that type of money for what they're having to put into it. So don't just, I just want listeners to think, don't just think you can go back there and put a rope on it you buy from Walmart and it's going to do the same thing, because that's definitely not going
to
happen.
Now, did the motor, does it keep the motor from going to the bottom of the lake? I mean, is it?
It did. Actually, it did. The only thing holding the engine was
the leash
was holding it, and one steering cable. One steering cable got ripped out, like ripped in half. I don't know how, but there was one steering cable holding, and the leash was the only thing holding my motor to my boat.
If you don't have the kill switch deal on, and look, I'm going to be totally honest. I mean, whenever I'm fishing a tournament, obviously I have it on, but there are a lot of times that I'm out there just fun fishing or out just kind of cruising around with my wife or whatever, where I won't put the jacket in the kill switch, you know, on, and that's just dumb. You know, I get that, like riding a motorcycle without a helmet, but I'm just wondering just the kill switch part of it, because you see your boat, you know, just stop almost immediately when you do the 180. But I'm just wondering if that engine is still running, what happens too? I mean, that's scary. You're going to end up in the water.
Yeah. I think there's no telling what it ends up doing to the boat, like whether it, you know, whichever direction it takes it, or, you know, it tries to caps, like turn it over or anything like that. Like, I mean, that's a lot of horsepower, obviously, just back there. You know, it wouldn't obviously still be full throttle, but, you know, it would have to still be going at some kind of speed, even though I'm off the hot foot. It's scary to think about, but I mean, it did what it was designed to do. Everything on my, that I have safety wise for my boat did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Yeah. Wes Logan with us. Yeah. That is scary. Now here's the thing from there. It reminds me of an old Dale Earnhardt story where he got in a wreck and they flipped his car back over, and he told the guys while he was sitting in the ambulance, he said, fire that thing up, see if it starts. And he wants to jump out and get back in his car. You go to the hospital, you know, everybody, because making sure they come out there, they rescue you, they take you to the hospital, they stitch you up, you got four fish in the live well, been transferred into the live well of another boat, and you go back out and catch one more to finish off your limit, and it may be what puts you in the classic. I mean, that's amazing, man. I don't know how a lot of people would have been so rattled and shook that they wouldn't even want to go near the lake again.
Yeah, man, to be honest, I don't know how I handled it, like, from the initial wreck, like, it shook me up for a minute. Obviously, I got my head smashed into the side of the boat, and I didn't really go in. My head was cut. I just kind of, like, started going through a process of elimination. option. Like, I got my phones, was calling Lisa, got some rags on my head, got off the phone with Lisa, called my wife, told her what had just happened. I let her know that I was okay, but, and she's an RN actually. So I was kind of, she was asking me all these questions about my head, make sure I wasn't doing this, make sure I wasn't doing that, like, you know, getting dizzy and all this, as far as my head, issue was going. Then we started figuring out how to get somebody out there to me to get me back to the, you know, back to the marina right there at Plattsburgh. And then I was talking with Lisa, trying to see if we needed to get an ambulance. And I was like, absolutely, we got to get somebody there to check me out. And then the Jackie from Texas Boat World brings his boat out there. I'm still at this point thinking I'm going to get back to the boat ramp. They're just going to throw some galls, wrap it up around my head, and I can go back out there. And I'll have, you know, 4 or 5 hours left to fish. Cool. Jackie gets there with the boat. I throw him 3 or 4 rods. I put me a bag of tackle together while I was waiting. I have a weigh-in bag. I put my 4 fish in there, hand them to him. And this is all like on video. It's a cluster. Like, there's waves out there. Like, there's blood going everywhere. Like, it's just a mess. So we get all that taken care of. Jackie jumps in my boat. I take off back to the boat ramp, which is about 5 miles away. And to be honest, that's the worst pain that I was in the entire time of the whole thing, is me trying to get to the boat ramp. Like, I couldn't really hold pressure on my head anymore where the cut was. And I got real, like, head got to hurt real bad. Like, I started being able not to see, and I was like, I just somehow got to get to that boat ramp where the EMT people are. But we finally made it. But yeah, as soon as I step off the dock, there's a little clip that my wife videoed. They're like, how you doing? I was like, I think I'm okay. I think I can go back out there. And she pulls the rag off. She's like, oh, you are not okay. We got to get in the ambulance, like, right now. So get back in the ambulance. Long story short, they get me to the hospital, and they're obviously examining me and saying I got to go get all these scans and stuff. And I was trying to explain to them, like, what I was doing, or like what professional fishing was.
Right.
And once they kind of got it to stop bleeding, I had the PA, the physician's assistant, come in there, and I was talking to him. I was like, look, man, I'm like, this is my job. I've got 4 of these. I get to keep 5. And if I can get back out there, I know where I can go catch one more probably. Like, if I can get there, I think I'll have a chance. And I told him about the classic, and how all year, like, we worked towards it, and it was like how big of a deal it is to, you know, for us making a living doing this. And I, man, they kicked it into overdrive. Like, I think a couple of them the nurses missed their lunch break, like, to try and get me out of there. But they got me out of there, and I had about an hour left to fish. And I don't really remember, like, the last few, you know, probably 10, 15 minutes in the hospital or leaving the hospital. I remember getting in the boat and, like, trying to figure out the graph, trying to figure out where I needed to go. And I obviously got out there, and I caught one. Like, my second cast, I caught one's like a 2.5, and then like 10 minutes later, I caught a 3-pounder. that obviously, and that's the only 2 I caught. But from when I caught the it was actually a 2.15. But yeah, when I caught it, it's like all my adrenaline like left my body, and I started hurting so bad.
Oh,
like,
man,
every inch of my body was killing me. I was like, probably wasn't the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh or anything. It's just such a guy story. You know what I mean? And you're like, jersey all bloody and everything else. It's just such a guy thing to do. It's like, I got to get back out there on the lake. And
yeah, like, I, how long is this going to take?
Yeah.
Like, I just knew, like, how important, because I'd had a really good day the first day. I had 20 pounds, and I was sitting good. And I knew if I could just, like, catch a halfway decent bag, 16 to 17 pounds on day 2, I was like, I'll be sitting good for the classic going to St. Lawrence.
Mm.
Well, then I catch 4 quick that morning, and then that happens, and I'm going, my God, if I can just get one bite, like, and get it in the boat, that's going to save me. There's no telling how many points, because, I mean, ounces at Champlain can be 5 to 10 places.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, a whole nother fish to add to your bag. And it was just like it was meant to be. Like, I went out there, and, I mean, obviously caught 2 that quick. And I think by the end of the tournament, it ended up saving me 27 AOI points.
That's
that one
great
fish.
The little ball of love, Wes Logan, has been our guest. Wes, I appreciate you. Thank God you're safe, and we can laugh about it now. And we'll look forward to, you know, congratulations on making the classic, and we'll look forward to the start of next season.
Absolutely, I appreciate it. And like I said, I don't know why all this happened, but maybe it'll open some people's eyes to have some a little bit more safety on the water and all that stuff. So everything happens for a reason, but obviously very blessed to be here talking to you about it.
Well, we appreciate you. That's Wes Logan. Great, great story. Tough kid, too. All right, we'll get a break in, and we'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions and see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions, on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date or record additional context such as current weather and water temp and clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do this and more. Now bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you want without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now let's take a look at the Minn Kota Quest for the EQ AOY with two events left. You know, the new Quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest of environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode that will extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. At the top of the table is Easton Fothergill, who was on the show today with two wins. He's starting to pull away a little bit with 1,233 points. Now, the top nine all will punch their ticket to the elites. Cody Meyer sits in second. Third is Evan Kung. He's been hanging around the entire season in the top ten. So has Tucker Smith, who sits in fourth. Andrew Loberg is fifth. Jack York right now is sixth. Emil Wagner is seventh. Dakota Ebert has slipped a little bit to eighth. And Paul Marks is in ninth, the final transfer spot. Bo Browning, Matt Adams, and Matt Messer are hot on the trail as well. Austin Cranford in 13th and Brandon McMillan in 14th. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.